Hannibal, Clouds of War, written by Ben Kane, read by Michael Praed. Prologue. Apulia, southern Italy, summer 216 BC. After their stunning victory over more than 80,000 Romans, Hannibal had let his soldiers rest for a night and a day and another night. It was as well, thought Hanno, studying the faces of the assembled officers and chieftains, some 50-odd men. They were Carthaginians, Numidians, Iberians, and Gauls. Their faces and arms had been cleansed of blood, and they might have caught up on some sleep. Yet to a man, they looked shattered, exhausted, drained. Hanno, a lean young soldier with black hair, felt the same way. How could he not? The fighting at Cannae had lasted all day under a burning summer sun. Even when the tide had turned against the Romans, the killing had gone on, because the legionaries had been surrounded. The unrelenting slaughter had finished only when darkness fell, when the Carthaginian soldiers were covered in gore from head to foot, when their horses had been crimson from the bottoms of their necks to their hooves. Gone were the fields of stubble that had been there at dawn. In their place, the fighting had left fields of blood. The toll on the survivors had been more than physical. More than 50,000 Romans lay dead 20 stadia hence, but 8,000 of Hannibal's men would never see another dawn either. Hanno's father Malchus had died that day. Hanno stifled the grief that rose within him. Most of those nearby had suffered the loss of a loved one too. If they had not, it was certain that they had seen close friends and comrades die. Yet it had been worth it. Rome had been dealt a hammer blow the likes of which it had never felt. Its standing army had been reduced by more than two-thirds. One of its consuls had been slain. So too had many hundreds of its ruling class. The devastating news would already be sending tremors through every town and city in Italy. Against all the odds, Hannibal had beaten the largest army ever assembled by the Roman Republic. What would he do next? Since Hannibal had ordered them here, to the open ground before his tent, the same question had been on everyone's lips. Hanno caught his older brother Bostar's eye.
"Any idea of what he'll say?" he whispered. "Your guess is as good as mine."
"Well, let's hope that he orders us to march on Rome,"
interjected Sappho, the oldest of the three siblings.
"I want to burn the damn place to the ground."
For all that his relationship with Sappho was fractious, Hanno longed to do that too. If the army that had just defeated them so decisively turned up at its gates, surely Rome would surrender.
"First, we need to move our camp further from the battlefield," said Sappho, wrinkling his nose. "I'm sick of the stench."
Hanno grimaced in agreement. The summer's heat would only intensify the ever-present odour of rotting flesh. Nonetheless, Bostar let out a pfft of contempt.
"Hannibal has more on his mind than your offended nostrils." "I was making a joke, something you wouldn't understand," growled Sappho.
Hanno scowled at them both.
"Enough! He's here."
The black-cloaked Scutarii, who served as their general's bodyguard, had snapped upright. A moment's pause, and Hannibal emerged from his tent into the early morning sunlight. The tired officers raised a rousing cheer. Hanno bellowed for all he was worth, so too did his brothers. Here was a man worth following. A man who had led his army thousands of stadia from Iberia, across Gaul, and into Italy, there to heap humiliations upon Rome. Hannibal was dressed as if for battle. Over his purple tunic, he wore a burnished bronze cuirass. Layered linen pterygies protected his groin and shoulders, and a simple Hellenistic helmet covered his head. A strip of purple fabric covered the space where his right eye should have been. He carried no shield, but was armed with a simple sheathed falcata. Hannibal also looked tired, but the pleasure on his broad, bearded face as he met his officer's acclaim seemed genuine. His remaining eyes sparkled. Planting his feet a stride apart, he raised his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?